Section Sports coverage on Q92, brought to you in part by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gislason's Hardware, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Doug Service and Marine. Section Sports brought to you by Swearable Designs, B. Johnson Electric, American Surplus, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Fixin' Chiropractic, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Citizens Alliance Bank, Southwest Insurance Services, Pete's Electric Motor, Midwest Bank of Dawson, now the Nursery, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Chad Fuller Construction, B&B Electrical Contractors, Livestock Systems of Dawson, City Hall Bar and Grill, Section Sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Cliff Fiesman Incorporated, The Mattress Barn Marshall, Prins Bank, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Steve Haas, NB Golf Cars, Prairie Sun Bank, Purus, Swedzinski for House, Ludvigson Tiling, Jim's Market, Madison Bottling Company. Section Sports brought to you by Kyle Small Engine Repair, MVTV Wireless, Woodstock Telephone Company, Minnesota Valley Light and Power, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, A&B Auto, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Independent Oil Company, Edward Jones, Sather Building Supplies, Haugen Insurance Agency, Miller Services Incorporated, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance. Other sponsors include Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Appleton Area Health, Dawson Truck Parts, Black Parle Mutual Insurance, Sturtevant's of Canby, Drewell Electric, Midwest Truck Parts, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Boris Crop Insurance, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Klein Insurance, Madison, Heartland Eye Care, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, CCM Health Montevideo, Canby Meat Center, Lee Motor Company. Section sports sponsors include Appleton Building Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Compliment Construction, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Minnesota Building Center, State Bank of Taunton, Erickson Chevrolet, and the Jenny O Turkey Store.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Montevideo High School. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Section 3A dance competition is about to start here in about half an hour. And I am excited. It's one of my favorite sporting events to cover, Section Dance. Montevideo High School is filling up here fast, and I am blessed to have two of the best with me today. My good friend Ken Fransky. Ken and I have been doing dance for a number of years, Ken.
We sure have, Paul. We sure have. It's a lot of fun. I agree. It's one of the best times in March and February for high school sports.
And then we are honored to have a former shadow with us, Grace Johnson. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
Thanks for agreeing to come on here. This is really different for you.
Absolutely.
You're not preparing to dance for the first time.
Yeah, I've only ever been on air after awards and everything, so it's kind of different being up here now.
Yep. So Ken Fransky, Grace Johnson, and myself here at Section Dance. The atmosphere is just electric every year, isn't it?
Absolutely, Paul.
It sure is, Paul. Go ahead, Grace.
You walk in here, and as a fan, as a dancer, as a coach, it's a feeling that you'll never forget, and it gets better every year, I think, actually.
That's right. And some people even camped out overnight in the parking lot to be the first at the door, right? That's a tradition here in Montevideo for Section Dance.
It is. You want to be first in line to not only represent your team, but to get the best seat in the house. Everybody's got their opinion of where the best seat in the Montevideo gym is, but just being inside beats being outside. And I know there was a couple portable fish houses that were up this morning, too, to break the wind and stay a little warmer. No reports of big fish caught, so nobody's got to pull off Rock and Paro Lake or anything and head to the city of Monty, city limits.
That's right. And, that's crazy, really, if you think about it. But, you know, we get a media pass, so we don't have to do that.
Right.
I think that's the better way to go from what I've seen Paul helping you. Sneak in kind of the back door, and you know where your seat is, and you don't have to, you know, fight a bunch of crazy dance mom and dads to get there. But it is different this year, Paul, in a sense, too, that, you know, the last couple seasons with the pandemic and COVID's really changed, you know, all our lives in general, but high school sports especially. And, you know, we were limited last year on, you know, number of fans that could come to sections and state, and, you know, the girls were wearing masks, and now we get to see their smiling faces again. So it feels much more normal, which is a good thing.
That's right. Great. Let's talk to Grace a little bit, because the Lac La Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, should mention we're basically covering the Shadows and Canby Minnesota Sensations today. We'll talk about the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes as well, and the Montevideo Goaltenders, but we're here to focus on the shadows and the sensations. And Grace Johnson, I think you were on varsity dance as a seventh grader, weren't you, Grace?
Yep, I tried out in sixth grade. That would be, 2015.
Okay.
dance, varsity, jazz, and kick all the way seventh grade through 12th grade.
That's right. And so it's going to be a really different feeling for you, Grace, not to be preparing for sections. What's that like?
Oh, absolutely. I actually woke up this morning not nauseous for the first time in how many years. So that was kind of nice, and I actually got a good night's sleep. So it's been very different.
So what are the girls going through back here in the hall in the rooms back here? What's going through their what's their emotions?
A lot of excitement, but at the same time, as a senior, those senior girls are realizing this is their last time they're going to dance here, and a lot of excitement. It's a lot of emotions.
A lot of emotions,
yeah.
That's right. I know your mother, is not the coach this year for the first time in how many years?
Right.
And I think she was pregnant with you, I think, when she started coaching, or not before. So it's got to be different for her. I think we're going to talk to Lisa sometime this afternoon as well. So
yes.
Different for her. What has she said?
She does enjoy just getting, to sit and watch and not have to worry. But she's still just as in it as she was before.
And I think,
No, absolutely not.
Nervous for different reasons, though.
Yeah, right.
Different stress level.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn our attention to the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boys Shadows dance team. And how they've done this year, they've had to cancel a few meets, as I understand, but they've done pretty well taking first. They've always been in a battle with the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes.
Right.
Yeah, it's been Grace has got better details than I do. I've been watching more online and things like that this year without a daughter actually dancing. You can't forget your dance dad forever, but it's been kind of like, two rams on the side of the mountain colliding again this year. And more start-to-finish, Grace, is what I really noticed with the Shadows and YME, where, a year ago it seemed like we jumped out quicker and faster, and they kind of struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season, and then they shifted gears mid-season and came on stronger and stronger. But it seemed like it's been one or two neck-and-neck tight scores all year between us and YME.
Yeah, absolutely. This year has just been so different because it really comes up to every single competition. It's just going to come down to who performs best. And in the past, I want to say 3 or 4 years, we've always had that kind of, step ahead, and we can kind of just come, dance, we won, but now it's getting the more old school kind of dance where it's going to come down to whose dance is the best that day.
That's right, and we'll talk about what the judges look for later, but how have they done this year in some of the competitions, Grace?
We opened up the season on December 4th at the Cannon Falls Invitational. YME was not there, but we came in first in jazz and second in high kick. We came second to Lake City, and, that was the first time, kind of not winning in a while, so that was kind of tough, but the girls kind of took that as some motivation to get going, and then we were supposed to go to RCW the following Saturday, but it was canceled due to weather, so BBE was the next competition, December 16th, and YME was there. We came in second to them in both jazz and kick. Canby Mineota coming in third in jazz. BBE Painesville coming in third in high kick. And that was, kind of a realization that day that, they're going to have to kick into high gear, those girls, because, YME was right there with them. So, and then 2 days later, we went to Bold. And, that kind of shifted a little bit. And St. Cloud Cathedral took first in jazz. La Caprile took second in jazz, and YME came in third in jazz. And then in high kick, La Caprile Valley won, YME in second, and St. Cloud Cathedral in kick. Like I said before, it's really just coming down to who performs best that day, and that is exactly what happened that day at Bold.
Grace, and just going through those things, a couple things that kind of jump out in my mind. I don't remember as a dance dad ever going to Cannon Falls invite. So that's a long trip, something completely new. Cannon certainly has been a powerhouse for years. And the other name I heard was St. Paul Cathedral. That's new to us in class single A.
Yep.
Even up in 2A, previously forever.
Yes.
And they're coming down to class with the restructuring. The high school league does every couple years or whatever it is. But there's some worthy competition coming out of 2A.
St. Paul Cathedral
is going to give us a run. Oh, I mean, everybody in class
right.
single A now.
And I think the girls are kind of used to that because for the past previous 2 years, Holy Family came down from AA, and they were, kind of same style as St. Cloud Cathedral. So it's kind of the same as that now that Holy Family went back up to AA, but St. Cloud Cathedral being down, the girls are kind of used to having that little bit more of a competition.
Right. Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramo, Grace Johnson, Ken Franske here in the Montevideo High School this morning for Section 3A Dance. We'll be here throughout the afternoon doing updates and stuff, but let's take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Camby Minnesota Sensations and talk about what the judges look for during the performances. And we'll be back right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison. Gisselson Hardware in downtown Minneota has been around for quite a few years, four generations to be exact. Shop Gisselson Hardware for all your hardware needs, paint and paint supplies, sporting goods, housewares, office school supplies, automotive, tools, electrical, plumbing, and much, much more. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 4. Gisselson Hardware, your hometown hardware store, Minneota.
Hero Sports Bar and Grill in Canby has homemade meals by day, and they're a watering hole by night. Heroes is capable of hosting a wide range of events, birthdays, weddings, reunions, and parties. Come on in, watch Canby Lancers sports on the TVs. Open daily for lunch, and remember, bingo is back on Tuesdays with burger night specials. Hero Sports Bar and Grill open Monday through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 205 West 1st Street, Canby.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and now Madison. And they thank you for supporting them during the pandemic.
Welcome back to Montevideo High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Grace Johnson and Ken Franske. The dance Section 3A dance competition will be kicking off here about noon. And 12:15 is when jazz starts, I believe. Right, guys?
Yep. I think they moved it back five minutes because of a couple team-related issues, so they adjusted the schedule a little bit. So, be ready at 12:10. That gives you a five-minute cushion to mentally prepare just in case.
Yeah. Camby Minnesota Sensations, Shauna Jo Vernlin, the head coach. We visited with her, and we'll be talking with Shauna here later on this afternoon as well. Of course, her sister Emma Vernlin had her appendix out, Grace.
Yeah.
And that's got to be tough.
Oh, absolutely, especially, luckily she's not a senior. I think that's the only good thing that can come out of this. But she is here today. I'm cheering on her team, so I think that's the best we could ask for.
Yeah, we'll be talking with Emma. I asked her to come up to the booth here sometime and get her thoughts on the Camby Minnesota Sensations. They placed a number of times in competitions this year, and they're having fun. That's the main thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. They were third place in Camden Conference this year behind Lacaparo and YME, so great achievement.
Yep. For you listeners, you can't see this, but Grace has done her homework, Ken.
Yeah, she put me to shame, Paul. And I put together a lot of numbers for sections of the state.
I was going to say that. I wasn't going to say that, Ken.
I'm going to admit it, yeah.
I am so impressed, Grace, with what you've done with homework here.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. You're a college student, I can see. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think it also shows, Paul, her love and passion for dance and the Shadows program and family, too, as alumni. If you can't dance, you probably want to watch dance and support your dance teammate.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the history of section dance here. Ken, I don't know if you put this together, Ken, last year or who did, but it's a great job dating back to 2008 when the Shadows really started to roll as they to become this dynasty they've had in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of help from Lisa. You know, you think you can remember things and you can't, then you put it down on paper and you do start to remember. But I just kind of went back to 2008, and I believe in 2002 was kind of the start of the Shadows program with Lisa as a coach.
Yep.
You know, 20 years ago, not counting this year, because, of course, she's not our head coach this year. But it just kind of, that was kind of that shift. The first 5-6 years, they were figuring out dance, you know, as a new sport in our area in West Central Minnesota. And then 2008, they kind of shifted from first gear to second gear, and then it went to third and fourth gear, and then we hit overdrive. But it's a lot of fun to look back at the history on the program and how powerful it is. And you know, driving over this morning, Paul, I was really thinking about high school sports and how hard competition is. And we've got Grace sitting here next to us, Paul, who's a six-time state champion.
Six-time.
And you think about Terry Tolleson, Gray Dawson, yep. You know, native, and the Olympian and things like that. And she's got some similar, you know, hardware hanging in her room and things like that. But, you know, even as a wrestler that can start when you're young, you know, maybe 7th, 8th grade in varsity in those low 100-pound weights, it's almost a feat that's unachievable to even think about. And it's just amazing what this program's done and the girls that have been through it.
That's right. Grace, so when we say that to you, you're 6-time state champion. What's that feel like?
Every time I hear it, I just get the goosebumps because it's something that, you know, I'm going to tell my kids when I'm older, because it's just
and
such an accomplishment. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty proud of that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter was, I think, on the first team that go to state.
Yep.
And I always remember the first time I was broadcasting in the tunnel doing play-by-play.
Right.
Yep, and that was probably the last time I did play-by-play on a dance routine.
That's interesting, Paul, because after the boys' basketball game, some of us slept to the hilltop for a little supper and refreshments, and there was a couple moms, basketball moms, asked me, how does Paul do play-by-play for dance? I said, haven't you been listening the last couple of years? It's unbelievable how he does it.
Right.
I said, no, it's a little different sport to broadcast. And you know, one of the big differences I explained to these two moms is they want you to be quiet. It's kind of like golf in a sense. There's a period where you kind of have to be quiet, and then you can get loud and crazy.
Right.
You know? So it's just a different one from a fan-spectator sport as well, too. But, Paul, you're spot on. My history thing here, I've got 2002. Brianna Ramo was on that first team.
Yep.
And you know, one other little historic thing in 2010 was when Jazz started, when Hannah Johnson, who coached with Lisa for a number of years, about 10 years, about half the years or 8 years probably, that's when Jazz actually came in 2010 after it started with High Kick back in 2002. And, you know, that changes perspectives as well, too.
When did they combine with Dawson Boyd?
2009.
Oh, look at that, right off our lips there, right off the bat. 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. And you graduated Dawson Boyd High School, Grace, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just talk about some other highlights there that stick out throughout the years.
Yeah, I think it's cool because in those 2008, 9, 10, our head coach Carly Wagger was part of those teams. So that's kind of cool to see her. She was a part of our first state medal, part of our first section championship. So that's really super cool to see.
Yeah, Carly, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, Carly Wagger, now the head coach of the Shadows, and yeah, that's right. She was on that team.
Yes.
Well, talk to her about that.
Yep.
That's right.
Anything else stick out?
Well, I think one thing that jumps out to me, Paul, is, you know, we look at, you know, how we perform in sections. You know, a couple championships back in 2009 and 2011, a lot of those second-place runners-up, and back then, we usually were second-place to YME.
Right.
I mean, they were kind of the historic West Central Section 3A powerhouse program for the most part. And, you know, and it's hard to beat the best, but you got to beat the best. But the nice thing with dance is if we've got 10, 12 teams from sections, three get to move on and represent. And there was one or two years with more teams in one section or other, there was I think one or two years we actually got four that advanced on from our section 3A to state. I don't recall the exact years, but you know, boy, it's just been so competitive in West Central Minnesota. And then, you know, you look at state performance for High Kick back in 2009, fourth, third, fifth, sixth in Jazz in 2012 to go with fifth place for High Kick, and then fifth and fifth. And then we kind of get into the last couple years of graduating seniors, Paul. You know, Grace's class and Josie Munsterman and Leah Schulmer and those group of girls before. You know, one note I wrote down is there's 11 rookies of the 24 dancers, you know, new girls on varsity this year.
Yep.
And in the previous 2 years, we graduated off 20 seniors with a ton of experience. Like Grace mentioned earlier, she tried out in sixth grade for the Shadows. She danced varsity as a seventh grader, as an example.
Yep.
So that you look at the performance and the power of those two groups of classes, it really started to shift some things kind of in that 2015, 16, 17 period coming in, too.
So, Grace, 11 new dancers on this Shadows team?
Yes, this is a very young team, and I think what I really want everybody to understand is that what they have accomplished, those 11 rookies, is insane, because I remember when I was a rookie, and along with Kendall and Cece and Josie and Aaliyah, when we were that young, you know, we weren't winning. We were at the bottom. Miami was beating us, you know. So for those 11 girls to walk on to this championship team and fulfill those roles is amazing.
Yep, and they're pretty nervous right now back there, aren't they?
I can't imagine the amount of nerves they have right now.
Okay.
And those girls would have danced here in Monty in a competition earlier, Grace, right?
Yeah.
Last week it was, right? Wrapped up the season,
Thursday,
that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. I couldn't remember where Miami and the Miami competition kind of wrapped up in the Monty. Well, Monty was last week, so we got some good Florida experience here just a week ago.
Absolutely, yes.
Maybe we'll continue our discussion with the state dance and all the history-making that Grace and her teammates did later on. We're running out of a little time here. I want to touch base a little bit for our listeners that maybe don't know anything about dance. What all is this involved in? What do the judges look for when they're performing, and how do they put the choreography together? And Grace, I'll let you talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a little different from High Kick to Jazz. There's a little bit different categories. Overall, judges are looking for, you know, execution. How are they, you know, overall dancing, placement and control, degree of accuracy, and then choreography, obviously, is appealing to the eye, is what they're doing practical. Difficulty, that's the main one, because you could walk out there and have a really easy, simple, clean dance, and you could hit it perfectly, but the next team could come out, and it could be hard-hitting, hard choreography, and they're definitely going to beat you, because they're going to look at that choreography and combinations of everything, formations, transitions, and you want to have some difficulty there. And then overall routine effectiveness, you know, how did it appeal to the judges and everything. And then in kick, they're going to look at the kicks as well, kick height, technique, kick difficulty. And then jazz differs, you know, turns. They're going to look at turns and leaps, same thing, technique, difficulty of all those things.
So it's you got to be trained for it. As the judges happen to just walk in the gym now, they're taking their place in the bleachers here in front of this large crowd. And so that's what they look for, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Ken, you got anything to add to that?
You know, it's such a different sport, Paul, in the sense we don't have referees. We don't have officials in wrestling or volleyball, football. You know, so there's, you know, in a lot of competitions, there'd be five judges, you know, sitting up in the judges' boxes, you know, high in the bleachers, and they throw out the high and the low judge in total points, average the middle three as an example. Now, today, for sections, Grace, if I'm not mistaken, we probably have seven judges.
Yep, sections in state are seven.
Yep.
Oh, really?
They'll throw the high and low and average the five. But, you know, I think the timing is good, Paul, and I think we've talked about it previous year. This is somewhat what the Olympics. You know, you've got certain things like figure skating. You don't compete head-to-head on the ice with another person,
right?
But you know, for hockey you do. Well, judging for state and section dance is more like judging for figure skating in the Olympics, where you get an official and set of referees for hockey. So is there some subjectiveness there? Sure, there always is. I mean, is it a foul last night, Paul, or not? I may call it, you may say, oh no, that was no foul in the basketball game. So there's always some subjectiveness, okay, you know, in any officiating sport.
All right, well, I tell you what, the judges are ready. The crowds here at Montevideo High School are ready to get Section 3A dance. And just to give you a little heads up, we'll be going on and off the air throughout the afternoon. We'll probably be on about 20 after 12 to talk a little bit about the jazz competition. Rockefeller Valley, Dawson Boyd will perform at 12:25 in jazz. Then they're going to take a break at 1:10. And then we'll be on the air about 10 after 1 for about a half an hour. And then high kick will be completed. They're going to do the awards at 3:15 and 4:15, and we'll be on the air for that. So are you pumped? Are you ready?
Yeah, it's getting pretty rowdy in here, so yep. I'm excited.
The fans are getting us going even more. I mean, it's going to be a fast afternoon of 3-4 hours, and can't be any more fun.
All right,
absolutely.
Let's go Shadows.
Go Shadows.
Let's go Sensation.
Let's go Sensation.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right, we'll turn it back to you at the station. We'll be back on the air about 20 after 12 with some updates.